Welcome to Success with Srini, a daily podcast where you'll find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, business, relationships, finances. Life is full of possibilities, and it comes with its own set of unknowns. Listen to Srini and build your confidence to overcome every challenge life throws at you. Set the altitude of your expectations high. And here is Srini Serapalli.
For the next few minutes I have with you, I want to talk to you about an important aspect of our professional lives, which is the professional stress that we deal with on a daily basis in our pursuit to producing meaningful outcomes. Now, today is a different day. Today is expecting many more things from us than what it expected from us yesterday. So what we did yesterday was for yesterday, right? And our performance yesterday was for yesterday. Today's performance has to meet today's demands and today's expectations. Now, what do we do, or what do we have to do, when expectations are bigger than our capabilities? What do we have to do? Well, that is what I want to focus for the next few minutes I have with you. And here's the answer. Every time the expectations are high, we need to expand our reality. We need to expand our reality. Our bosses demand bigger and higher things from us. Our spouse demands bigger and higher things from us. The world around us, our friends, our relatives, our children, our parents, they all demand higher side of ourselves. What do we do? What do we have to do? We need to expand our reality. There are absolutely no shortcuts to this process. The first one is preparation. Preparation is the key to success. You are never underprepared and you are never overprepared. You have to prepare. And you have to keep on preparing. How? Well, preparation is this. If I precisely know what I have to do, I need to practice every element of it. Anytime I expect that I'm good to go, I need to expect the reverse, the opposite, which is if there is a possibility of something going wrong, it will go wrong. So I have to take any unforeseen outcome into my consideration while preparing myself. Who knows? Who knows where things could go wrong? And at a time when you don't expect Murphy to show up, Murphy will show up. So preparation is the key. The more prepared you are, the more you can deal with stress, the more you can deal with expectations. That leads us to the next step, which is we got to rehearse. You see, if I have to speak at work and make a critical presentation to the stakeholders, and I do not like speaking, and I don't know how to speak, and speaking is not natural, and I have issues standing in front of people. Well, by the way, this is my true story. I went through this phase for a very long time in my life. And today I do things differently, but I did go through that, and I totally can relate to it. It happens to people. It's very natural. It's happening to you. It's very natural. No big deal. But here is the key. You know that you are experienced. You know you have the skill in you. You know that you have the gift. You know that you have to do it anyway. But why not prepare? Why not rehearse for it? Rehearsal means removing the unknowns. And the more you rehearse, the more unknowns you can take out from the outcome. And you'll enjoy the process. And that also means that you remove any unknown or additional anxiety from the process. Very, very powerful. Most, you see, the best performers, best speakers, best trainers, best mentors, best singers or actors, they all do rehearsals. They practice. The third step to this is to have an awesome mindset, an awesome thought process. A thought process within which every time you are being expected to do something, you really take out all those things, those voices within you that are telling you, don't do it. You're not capable of doing it. You don't have what it takes to get it done. So in other words, every time we are expected to do something, we slowly start a talk that says, you don't probably have it in you. And that is known as self-defeating talk. That leads to self-doubt. I don't know whether self-defeating talk leads to self-doubt or self-doubt leads to self-defeating talk. It seems to me like they are directly proportional to each other and both can happen simultaneously, independently, leading to one another. Who knows? But the point is, it will happen. When it happens, what happens to your self-esteem? Goes down. What happens to your confidence? Goes down. What happens to your performance? Totally goes away. So What positive mindset should you have? That I will do whatever it takes to make this happen. I have whatever it takes to make this happen. I will find whatever it takes to make it happen. I will be a resource to this expectation rather than a cause. I'm a resource. I'm resourceful. You see, that's the mindset. And finally, the last one is organize yourself. Don't be a procrastinator. Organize yourself. You got to have an action plan. When you walk in to do something, you need to have an action plan. The thoughts, the ideas, the goals that you have, all those things have to be action items. If I have an idea, I want to translate it into a piece of content. I need to have an action plan around it. I'm going into work today to deal with some expectations my co-workers have, my managers have, my management has. I have an action plan. I write down things on a paper and execute one by one by one. What does it do? It takes away stress. And also, it minimizes frustration. That's the key. To remove stress and minimize frustration. You see, occasionally, a good amount of frustration is good. What it does, it actually brings the best within us. But stress is not good. Stress is not good by any which means. Because once it takes a shape, it will take a life of its own soon. You have no idea. You lost control on it. These are a few strategies using which you can expand your reality. And as you do that, you are now developing the coping skills to deal with any or all the unexpected expectations that have been put upon you. Thank you for giving an opportunity to talk to you this way. I'll be back here again tomorrow with another podcast episode. Till such time, you have a wonderful day, wonderful evening, wherever you are, at whatever time you're listening to this. And I'll be talking to you in less than 24 hours. Thank you. Bye now.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.